This morning, Jesus gets into an argument with the Pharisees. And I hope you've seen a pattern with Jesus. He doesn't really argue with sinners. He doesn't condemn them. He doesn't have harsh words for people caught in sin. He has harsh words for the Pharisees. They're easily offended, the Pharisees. Instead of putting their energy into helping people out that are hungry or have a physical malady, instead they're putting all their energy into entrap Jesus so that they can accuse him. It begins with Jesus' disciples walking along a path near a field of grain, and they're hungry, and so they merely do what is lawful, which is to take grain for the, it's there in the law of God, to in the scriptures, that if someone is hungry or poor and they're traveling, that they can actually glean grain from another person's field. But it was the Sabbath day. But on the Sabbath day, it's not unlawful to take food in your hand and bring it to your mouth. Jesus reminds the Pharisees of how King David and his men ate the showbread in the temple. This bread, whose purpose was for the priests, that they did what was unlawful, and in their unlawful act actually fulfilled the spirit of the law, which is to love your neighbor as yourself, and feed David, who was starving, and his companions. Regarding the Sabbath day, the Hebrew people had 430 years of captivity and slavery in Egypt. How many vacations do you think they had? How many days off did they have per week? Probably none as slaves. God gave them a day when he liberated them from slavery. He gave them a day every week so that they could have rest from their labors. It was a gift to them. It was there for them, to strengthen them, to find a place and a time in their lives, to get away to the quiet of life and refresh their bones. The Pharisees also see Jesus heal a man with a withered hand. When Jesus heals him, the Pharisees accuse Jesus again of doing work on the Sabbath and breaking God's law because it was Saturday rather than Sunday through Friday. Our scripture says it was because of the hardness of their heart. And that should be a cue for us to remember who else had a hard heart, and that was Pharaoh. And so the Pharisees have become like slave drivers, slave masters, imposing the law on them so that they can find no rest. They twist and pervert the word of God, and their pettiness and their narrow interpretation of God's word makes it into a burden rather than a place of rest for God's people. It aggravates Jesus. It says it makes him angry. It saddens Jesus. It says it grieves him that the Pharisees are acting this way. And who of us wants to be around a person who cares more about the letter of the law than they care about people? We bring others down when we care more about policies, rules, and procedures, and care less about the spirit of the law. Jesus puts people first. He says the Sabbath was made for humans, not humankind's for the Sabbath. And so the Pharisees, their great error is making a holiday into a burden, time off into time served. They put more energy into discrediting Jesus than they do fulfilling the great commandment, which is to love God with your whole heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. They lose sight of the fact that the Sabbath day is a gift. Now think about the irony of the whole situation. They're talking about Sabbath day rest. What are you not supposed to do? Work. Who are the ones who are so busy working that day? Who are the ones mentally constructing and scheming and conspiring so busily that day? But the Pharisees. They're the ones who are doing a lot of work on the Sabbath day, plotting and trapping and conspiring against Jesus and his disciples. We often confess, when we confess our sins, that we deceive ourselves. If we don't acknowledge our sin, we're just fooling ourselves, we remind ourselves. And so the Pharisees are fooling themselves that they're obeying God's command when they're so busy weaponizing God's word and calling others sinners, judging others, imposing their rigid interpretation of God's law with no grace. That's what makes Jesus angry. That's what grieves Jesus' heart. He asks a good question. Is it lawful to save a life or to kill? I think he has a good sense of humor because he knows that in their minds that they are actually conspiring to kill Jesus, which our text says. Is it okay to rescue someone from danger or to do harm to someone? Jesus reveals their hypocrisy because soon the Pharisees in this text will conspire with the Herodians on how to destroy him. That's violence. That's murder and killing. Their hard work will continue to the day when they appear before Pontius Pilate, and they'll work hard to get the mob to cry, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And so God doesn't call the Pharisees to be his law enforcement. He doesn't call any of us to be God's police force in the world. Our job is not to find fault in other people. Our job is not to judge other people. Is it lawful to do harm or to do good? Jesus asks. If those around us see that we care more about being right and being correct than we do loving our neighbor and actually being concerned about the state of our neighbor, what makes us think that those people will be drawn to Christ through our testimony and our witness? Pride and self-righteousness will kill those opportunities, just as the Pharisees killed their opportunity to feed the hungry and to help somebody out with a physical malady. And instead, they kill the spirits of those around them. And so the Sabbath day was not given so that we would be bound to this day every week, because Jesus says we are not made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for us. This day, the Lord's day, was made for us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, Scripture says. This is a day of healing and a day of rest, where God wants to lead us to rest in him, to find peace and solace in his arms. And so today we gather to find rest in God and to find rest in one another as we encourage one another, receive God's gift together, and nurture one another. Today is a day for spiritual rejuvenation, to recharge by the Holy Spirit, to refill with the bread of heaven, the word, to fill up ourselves spiritually with the body and blood of Jesus, who strengthens us, body and soul, to life everlasting. Sunday is a day of liberation. It's a day we should take a vacation from our worries, from the voices that accuse us and burden us, and the law's demands. It's not a day of rules, policies, and restrictions, but a celebration of what Christ has done, our liberator, our Savior, the one who does us good by his life, death, and resurrection. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This day was made for you and me. It's the day Jesus rose again from the dead for us. Today, we find our rest in all the work God has done. We can also glean the grain of the gospel with our hands at the table as we receive the bread and the wine in body and blood into our mouths. Our psalm says, "Open wide your mouths so that I can fill it." We feed our hungry souls at this altar, and we leave here invigorated with his presence, forgiveness, and the assurance of eternal life. This is the day God heals our withered and weary souls. We find our peace that transcends all human comprehension. We find our wholeness as we come together in him. We're here to encourage one another, to pray for one another, and to serve with one another. You and I don't have to be here. We get to be here. It's a gift. And so God tells us to open wide our mouths and our arms and welcome him who wants to do us good and bring us into his rest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.